Hi, this is Daniel Garb of the Movies for CulturalMining.com and CIUT 89.5 FM. 2018. It was the best of times. It was the worst of times. It was just the worst of times. War, famine, no action on climate change, volcanoes erupting, mass killings, ethnic cleansing, child refugees thrown into prison cells, incompetent but vengeful buffoons ruling in lots of countries. Good, safe Toronto, suffering two mass killings by deranged nut bars, and somehow Ontario elected the brother of a man who made this city the laughing stock of the world. Yeah, it really was the worst of times. But at least a lot of people are still making great, highly original movies. Yeah, I know, but I'm a movie critic. I'm not a newscaster. Bear with me. This week, I'm talking about the best movies, in my mind, of 2018. Some of them were made earlier but played this year. Some were screened at festivals and they're not opening till 2019, early 2019, but all of them at some point this year were open to the public in an actual movie theater. There are way too many excellent movies to fit on any short list, so I threw in a bunch of honorable mentions, and I tried to find the ones I like, but also movies that somehow shocked, surprised, or delighted me in unexpected ways. So probably a lot of these will be unfamiliar with you. I'm not trying to predict the Oscars, just the opposite. Want films that tickled the eye, pleased the ear, warmed the soul, or even chilled the heart. And I'm intentionally shying away from Oscar bait, superhero movies, bad sequels, and just to keep within limits, because there are too many, I'm not including animated films or documentaries, not because I didn't love them. Okay, so here we go. I should also say there's a whole bunch of movies that I haven't yet seen this year, so they can't be on the list, of course. But in no particular order, here are my choices for the best movies of 2018. Okay, let's start with some first movies, or first in a long time movies, all from the United States. Hereditary is Ari Aster's first film, and it goes so far beyond the usual cheap scare scenes. I hesitate to even call it a horror movie, but it is a horror movie. It's about a family with moms and artists who builds dollhouses looking exactly like their actual home. The son's a pothead, daughter's a bit touched in the head, and they somehow conjure up an evil entity. I wish all horror movies were this well made. Leave No Trace is Deborah Granick's latest since The Winter's Bone 10 years ago, so it's almost like another first film. This is a subtly moving film about a man raising his daughter in a nomadic life in the woods with minimal human contact until they're discovered by the authorities and forced to join civilization. Oh, such a good movie. Sorry to Bother You is Boots Riley's first film. It's about an everyman in Oakland working as a telemarketer who discovers a secret about the company he works for. It's a combination of political satire, science fiction, comedy, and drama. It's not flawless, but it's so brimming with brilliant new ideas and adventures in an old genre I have to include this one. Honorable mentions include Jeremiah Zager's We the Animals, Isle of Dogs, it's a cartoon, so it doesn't qualify, Spike Lee's Black Klansman, and the Coen Brothers' Ballad of Buster Scruggs, which is on Netflix right now. Here are four fantastic movies playing right now. Border, directed by Ali Abassi, is a Swedish movie about an unusual-looking border guard who discovers she may not be completely human. The Favorite is Greek director Yorgo Lanthimos' latest and most accessible movie. I love his movies, but a lot of people really can't stand him. I say give him another chance with this one if you don't like him. This is a historical dark comedy about two female rivals fighting for Queen Anne's attention. Burning is Korean director Lee Chang-dong's mystery drama based on Haruki Murakami's story about an intense young writer, the holy-go-lightly-like woman he's obsessed with, and a slick rich guy who may have sinister motives. Such a shockingly good movie. Shoplifters. Oh my God. Shoplifters is Japanese director Koreeda Hirokazu's family drama about a makeshift but loving family of petty criminals disrupted by government intervention. You gotta see this movie. Okay, so here are some films coming out in the first few months of 2019. Cold War is Pavel Pavlikovsky's flawless romance about two musicians in post-war Poland who are then separated by the Iron Curtain. Amazing movie. Birds of Passage is an epic saga about how an indigenous family in Colombia is affected by the marijuana trade in the 60s and 70s. Again, you gotta see it. And The Good Girls is Alejandra Marquez Abella's scathing look at the upper class in Mexico City in the 1980s. Of course, I love Cuarón's Roma as well, which everyone's talking about, which is a visually beautiful film, such a great movie. But in my mind, The Good Girls gets even deeper and closer to the main characters. More heart in this movie. Okay. There are so many more I wanted to include. Laszlo Nemes' Sunset, Lucretia Martel's Zama, Muli Surya's Marina the Murderer in four acts, Gaspar Noé's Climax, which you gotta see, Odiard's The Sisters Brothers, Robert Redford's The Old Man and the Gun, Luis Ortega's El Angel, and Lars von Trier's The House That Jack Built. These are all movies that will really shock, surprise, delight, or maybe raise hatred in you, but they're definitely movies you got to see. But none of them are in my top 10. I decided to stop it just at 10. Once again, my favorite films, the best films of 2018, The Good Girls, Birds of Passage, Cold War, Sorry to Bother You, Leave No Trace, Hereditary, Border, The Favorite, Burning, and Shoplifters. Try to see them all. This is Daniel Garb, the Movies, each Friday morning on CIUT 89.5 FM and on my website, culturalmining.com.